Welcome to the Poetry Pulpit with your host, K.D. Mashile, proudly brought to you by Perfect Love Publications.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Poetry Pulpit podcast. I am so sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry that we've been able. I know when we released the last episode, we were so excited. We're going to release episodes every week. And trust me, the episodes were prepared, but I had not done the intros. So, alas, we're in the middle of finishing off the Poetry Pulpit journal, and I am in the middle of recording music while I was planning it. But now I've traveled, I am ready to record next week. And I realized, oh my gosh, we actually have not released any content because I've been so busy, but I neglected to record the intros. So this is me now taking the time to spend a little bit of time with our Poetry Pulpit podcast listeners to bring you some excitement for our first birthday. Yeah. Okay. Let me just take a deep breath and come back and tell y'all how honored, how humbled, how amazed I am at the response we have and are continuing to get for the Poetry Pulpit journal. And I'm excited that we can share these poems that we're sharing here with the world in even different and even like, yeah, like, more exciting, no, not more exciting, but equally exciting platform that is a journal where you can read these poems that we share. So if you are listening to this and you are a poet, please share with us your work, either for the podcast or for the journal, the future journal. The next edition of the journal is themed around Africa Day. We will release the official theme soon, but I don't want it to kind of limit people from submitting content. So if you would like to submit your content for future editions of the Poetry Pulpit Journal or future episodes of the Poetry Pulpit podcast, email us at the Poetry Pulpit. Yes, we got a Gmail and whatever. It's the Poetry Pulpit at gmail.com. And yeah, we're excited to listen to your poetry. And today we are traveling to Zim to feature an amazing lady. She is a Page Poetry Alive resident poet, and her name is Rumbito, and she's sharing with us three pieces. I hope that you enjoy them. I'll see you on the other side. I'll see you in the next episode. Keep well. We love you, and we are so grateful that you are here celebrating our first birthday with us. So yeah, don't forget to hit us up on the socials and enjoy this poetry.
Discover yourself is an overrated statement. Well, that's what I thought. Finding identity was a journey of discovery. With no laybys in this fast life, acceleration was key. The mirror became my only friend, and the reflection that it projected was my only reference point. Appearance was key. So I lost myself in things I thought gave me purpose. I thought I was smart, so I bought new clothes, till ripped jeans became the new king. From riches to drags was the new thing. Until I heard kuti smati no tangira kutsuka, so I bought new kicks to feel how it's like to be Jordan, since I was now in his shoes. Cars were never an issue. It didn't matter who I had to ride to catch a ride. I was the queen of shotgun. I was likened to the smoke of a shotgun, so would always catch me on a highway. The destination was always the same. Nowhere. Having a fancy house was like having a useless accolade, and in it, I never got to rest my head. I was always working, even if it was in someone else's bid. See, the goal was more money, to look moneyed. Approval was key. So this time I used other people's eyes as mirrors. My reflection was based on their perceptions of me, so I had to portray ample personas accordingly. I saw myself through their lenses just so I could picture my identity. Pictures I would hang on the walls of my soul, creating a gallery of people I hardly got to know, and that was when I collided with reality. This kind of life was too demanding, only to be fulfilled with emptiness and feel the aching depth of loneliness. Who do I turn to when my pretentious world is crumbling down? What do I do when I feel like collapsing along with it? Excuse me, fear, as I step into the sunshine of my hope, as I soak in the rays of new possibilities, and as the warmth of courage tingle on my scarred skin. Excuse me, regrets, as I saunter past my shame, as the hands of my past finally release me, and I get to open the gift called present. Excuse me, please. The passion of my ambition cannot wait any longer. I have a long adventure of uncertainty to explore. I am finally free to be me. It's a man's world, they say. I will go ahead and create my own universe. I will fight till I succeed, roll up the sleeves of opportunity, and dig the hands clean in the winning ground. I won't do it for their cheers. I won't do it because of their sneers. I won't get burnt by mockery because I am the steady flame. It's a man's world, they say, only until I showed up. And yes, I discovered myself. I finally turned my eyes from outward in. I searched and found my identity within. It was always more than just a reflection of my surface. It was what gave that reflection purpose. Agenda was the key. I picked myself up and faced, with confidence, my dark reality. It was a long night, but joy comes in the morning. And this dawn, well, it was long awaited. Her ambition feels boxed in a round world, cornered and the curves of gender iniquity. It's a man's world, they say, but only if you let it. Only if you let the men dominate like gods and allow your life to be their heaven, offering the body of your destiny as sacrifice, hoping for the blessings of their approval, favor, and elevation. Only desperate souls do that, she feels. Desperate souls would do anything to make it in their world. Desperate souls that underestimate the power of purpose do that. And she is not one of them. So no, sir, her credentials are not as short as the skirt you imagine her in. You will not change her around with other women like you do with your suit and tie. She won't bend her body like you want her to bend her morals to suit your fantasy tied to the neck of your insatiable desires. Her tongue detests the taste of toxic truth. Toxic truth that her office will only be your bed if she consents. And no, sir, her underwear does not match your sheets, so you can keep your Benjamins. She'll make her own.
The Poetry Bookcase, proudly brought to you by Perfect Love Publications.